就是一些已经你已经资料的资你已经知道的资料呢，就是我们现在是100%的远程学习。
All the teachers are quite sad about it, but I guess it is the best way to keep everybody safe.
所有的老师呢都非常的伤心，然后呢，我们想，就校长说呢，其实这个是基因呢，是因为想让保障所有人的安全。
Okay, it's 6:04. In a minute, I'll just start. Right now, we have 68 participants. I'm sure more people will join in later. Record this, and we will. First thing on the agenda, we posted a letter last week about a possible case of COVID in the school. It has been confirmed that it was whoever we were worried about. They had a negative test. In fact, the entire family had a negative test. So we are very safe.
OK, 然后第一件事情就是我们这个星期呢上一个星期呢有在我们的学校 APP 呢发放给所有的家长一个信息，有关于我们学区中其中一位呢是有新型冠状病毒的症状呢而回家的。然后他呢，我们有那个实情的报告，就是说他呢跟他的家人呢全部都去检验了，然后检验的结果是阴性，就是他们没有新型冠状病毒。
We also had this past Wednesday, the school was selected for random COVID testing. So many of our students got tested. Many of the adults got tested in the building, and currently everybody is negative.
OK, 然后呢，这个星期三呢，我们所有的学生呢跟老师呢都去有那个随机的新型冠状病毒的测验，然后呢，所有的结果已经回来了，然后所有的结果都是呈阴性的，就是没有新型冠状病毒。
There was a slight hiccup. The testing team that came to test PS42 left with some of our permission slips. So we will be sending some forms back so that you could sign them again. We emailed them, but they have not responded. So just to be on the safe side, if yours was missing, we would have contacted you and we would have sent another form home already.
OK, 然后这个星期三的那个随机的那个测验呢，我们遇到一个小小的问题呢，就是那些这医疗团队那些人呢，把我们手上的那个就是可以让学生们去参加这个随机检查的那个那个新型冠状病毒的那一个就是同意书呢，被他们带走了。所以呢，我们呢有可能呢会发放一些新的同意书呢，让你们再签名。然后我们已经联系他了，可是他们还没有他们还没有回复我们。
Okay, so I'm going to go on to the next thing that we'll discuss. So as you all know, the deadline for opting back in was November 15th. Huiling.
Okay. 然后呢，我们相信所有的家长都知道呢，选择参加混合学习呢，对不对？在11月15日那一天呢，已经结束了。
The expected date for my new families that opt in would have been November 30th.
OK, 然后校长说呢，我们新混合学生呢，本来呢是可以11月30号回来的，回来上学的。
Yeah, I don't know if that will happen or not. We know for a fact that we will be on remote through the Thanksgiving holiday.
OK, 校长说呢，我们不知道呢这个情况还会不会发生，是因为呢我们现在知道呢我们会持续远程学习呢，直到感恩节完为止。
Okay, but we decided that, come on in, Samantha. My brother's downstairs. Hey, Nick, they're downstairs. So we decided that whether we are in person or whether we remain on remote, we will be switching our classes around to accommodate the blended students.
OK, 所以我们校长说呢，我们决定呢，不管我们是可以回来上学还是持续的做远程学习的话呢，我们决定了11月30号那一天呢，我们会做那个转动， 转变。
Yeah, so what this will mean is that if you opted in, your child will be with a new teacher. If we're in remote, they will meet the new teacher remotely. If they come in, they'll be physically in with the new teacher.
Okay, 那是什么意思呢？就是说呢，如果你是选择回来参加混合学习的话呢，你的小朋友呢将会转换到他们呢是混合学习的老师的那个谷歌教室里面。如果是选择如果我们还持续百分之百的远程学习的话，他们会到他们新的老师的谷歌教室里面。如果我们是回来上学的话呢，他们就会去他们新的老师那里开始上学。
Okay, there was much debate. We know it will be hard for the children if we remain on remote and they get moved to a new class. The thought process for this decision is that although it will be difficult for the student to remotely go into their new class, it would be much more traumatic for them to come into the building when they let us back in the building and to meet a new teacher. So we decided to go ahead with the transition. If we remain remote and they meet the teacher, once we reopen, it'll be easier for them to transition in.
Okay, 为什么我们会有这个样子的决定呢？虽然呢，对于小朋友来讲呢，有可能现在转换老师呢，对他们来讲是很难，可是呢，我们觉得呢，如果我们现在不做这个转换的话呢，等他们回来上学的时候呢，他们就是那个过渡期呢会更大，然后他们的适应呢就不太适应这个新的老师。那如果呢他们是11月30号就转换到那个新的老师那里呢，等我们开学的时候呢，转换跟过渡期呢就比较短一点，就比较小朋友就比较会适应一点。
Okay, so what this will result in is a change of the Zoom times. So we want you to be prepared. The teachers are readjusting their schedule so that we can make this happen on the 30th.
Okay, 然后呢，那这个是代表什么意思呢？也是代表呢，就是说，如果你小朋友呢，现在 Zoom 的上线时间呢的时间表有可能会改变，因为所有的老师呢都必须要调整他们自己本身的 Zoom 的时间表。
Okay, and I guess I should have said this earlier, but we post on School Connects. We will remain on an AB schedule. We will not transition to ABC. Okay.
校长说呢，我们在那个我们学校的 APP 呢有发放了，我们会继续呢是 AB 组，我们不会变成 ABC 组。
Okay. If I have to hire subs to make that happen, we will hire the subs to make that happen. We think it's more important for the families to have stability. And we don't want to upend everybody's life, their work schedule, their childcare. So we are AB. If I have to hire substitute teachers, we have very highly qualified substitute teachers that are on standby. Many of them are licensed teachers, still finishing up some their graduate work. Many of them have worked with children. We will hire them to ensure that we stay AB and we don't affect the children that are already in blended. We won't affect the families and we won't change everybody's schedule.
Okay, 校长说呢，我们会继续 AB 时间表呢，然后就算是我们必须要多请一些代课老师的话呢，我们也会多请一些代课的老师。原因是因为校长觉得呢，他觉得那个稳定呢是非常的重要的，因为呢有时候呢家长已经习惯了这个 AB 的时间 ，A 组跟 B 组的时间，然后如果突然间换的时候呢，
meeting, so、
你们
，Can you call me？
如果突然间换成 ABC 的话呢，你们有时候呢找人家帮你们看小孩也很麻烦啊，还有呢就是你们上班的时间又调不过来，所以校长说呢他情愿多去请一些代课老师呢来持续这一个 A 组跟 B 组的时间表。还有呢就是我们的代课老师呢是每一个老师呢都非常的是 非常的好，他们也有老师，有些呢是正在拿老师的牌照，有些呢已经是有来那个老师的牌照的，所以你不需要担心，他们呢是可以来进行教你的小朋友的。
Okay, we will do our best not to touch the scheduling for remote, but there might be cases where we will have to only because we have a whole set of programs that we have to work around also, and I'll talk more about that later. We will do our best to give you the heads up about any switches.
OK，校长说呢，他要跟你们讲，有可能100%的那个上线 Zoom 的时间呢也会有改变，可是我们会尽量呢，让改变呢变成就是很就是让它变成少，因为呢我们有很多那些特别活动呢，他们需要呢上线时间的，所以呢任何的改变我们都会先通知你们的。
Okay, I want to explain about the AB schedule and why we can't go on to 5 days. I've had a lot of questions on why we can't do 5 days. There's not enough children in the room. So why can't we do 5 days? To do 5 days, we have to combine group A and group B together. So what you see now is only half the group. To do 5 days, we have to put group A, group B together. That would exceed the number of heartbeats allowed in the room. So for example, if a classroom has been designated that it can have maximum 8 to 10 heartbeats, we're not gonna go to the 10. We're gonna remain the 8 or the 9. Reason being, if the nurse has to go in and we're at 10, someone has to come out. If I have to go in for emergency, Ms. Lipsky, the nurse, school safety, someone has to come out. So if I go in, the teacher has to come out. If I go in with the nurse, in some cases where I have to, the teacher and the student has to come out. I won't jeopardize anybody's safety. So please rest assured, the rooms are not packed. We do not exceed the heartbeat allowed. In many cases, we are underneath the amount of heartbeats by 1 or 2 so that we have wiggle room. So that is the reason why we cannot do 5 days.
OK, 校长说呢，他想解释一下呢，为什么呢？我们虽然是有 AB 组呢，而且我们也不是太多小朋友上学呢，我们不可以持续给这些小朋友5天上学，是因为每一个教室里面呢，按照尺寸量度呢，我们是就是说只可以有那个有指定的人数可以在教室里面的。然后呢，如果我们把 AB 组呢，就是如果要上5天的话，就是要把我们 A 组跟 B 组的学生呢，全部呢都连在一起上学的。然后呢，我们呢就是你这个样子做的话呢，就会超过那个人数指定的人数在那个教室里面。然后校长说呢，他如果有一个教室里面呢是人数只可以指定在8到10个人里面呢，我们不会把10个小朋友跟一个老师放进去的。我们会尽量呢把人数偏为8位，是因为如果有紧急情况的话，校长跟护士长需要进去的时候呢，他们也可以进去。如果我们呢把这个教室里面呢全部都弄到满的话呢，如果校长跟护士长进去有任何紧急事件的话呢，那些人在里面，小朋友在里面必须要出来，他们才可以进去。所以基于安全的原因呢，我们不可以有5天上学。
Safety of for the families that are opting in. Many of our teachers have their windows open. I know it's been all over the news that the classrooms are cold. They are definitely cold. Not freezing cold, but a bit chilly. What we did as a school is we ordered heaters for the bulk of the classrooms. So they were just delivered today. Once we opt in, we will distribute the heaters. We already asked everybody to send a thicker jacket in. We're not closing the windows. It's really for the safety. The heat is on full blast. So we're going to make it work. Our concern is keeping everybody safe.
OK， 还有呢，就是基于安全的问题呢，所以呢，每一个教室里面的窗户都会打开的。然后呢，教室里面呢会变成很冷，所以呢， 我们学校呢，校长已经呢，订购了那些暖气炉，然后这些暖气炉呢已经进来了，所以呢，如果我们学校重新开的时候呢，那些暖气炉呢就会发放给那些教室，让他们可以把它开起来。然后我们学校本身就有暖气，可是呢，因为那个暖气，一天上学的时间呢都是开到足的，所以你不需要担心。然后呢，我们上次开会的时候也跟你们讲过说，说要多让你的小朋友多穿一件毛衣啊，或者是汗衫啊，或者是就是让他多穿几件回来上学，因为窗口打开，冬天的时候教室会冷，可是不会好像冰冻这么冷，是会冷，可是不会冰冻。
Okay, so I am going to move on. If you have any questions, please like drop it into the chat. I will get to all the questions. There are two dates that I need you to remember, December 3rd and December 4th. Hui Ling?
Okay, 校长说呢，如果你有任何问题呢，请在留言方案那里留言。然后呢，我们希望他希望你呢记得这两个日期，12月3号跟12月4号。
Okay, December 3rd, the entire staff will be attending professional development. It is PD to train our staff on using different strategies to deal with situations where children and adults and even themselves as teachers, how to cope with trauma. We feel that it is very, very important. We need to learn different strategies to support each other. So the entire staff is attending professional development. It does not mean that your child will not be in school. It will be a day of asynchronous learning. Just like what we did with the Fridays in the spring with the trip, the teachers will be posting work. They will prepare the students to watch videos, to do work. But that will be December 3rd.
OK, 然后校长说呢，十二月三日三号的那一天呢，每一个老师呢，在我们学校都会参加一个很重要的会议。然后这个会议呢，其实会教会老师呢，在某一些好像是焦虑的情况呢，他们应该要怎么样做，有什么样的反应，有就是怎么样给一些小朋友帮助，让他们可以就是安全的度过他们的焦虑症。然后呢，在那一整天呢，对不对？老师呢，所有的老师都会参加这个，因为呢，我们不单只要学习，我们也要知道呢，到底呢要怎么样做，在这些情况应该要怎么样做才可以帮助这些学生的。然后那不代表说你那两天呢小朋友不上学的，那两天呢学生呢将会进行呢是不一致的学习，什么意思呢？就是在他们没有上线的时间，他们有自习的时间，然后自习的时间呢，老师会发放一些好像影片呢，让他们去看，就好像春天的时候呢，我们星期五呢，老师不是要规划吗？然后呢，小朋友呢，就好像去上网去旅行啊，去不同的地方去探险，去不同的地方去看的，跟那个一模一样的。
Okay, December 4th will be another day of asynchronous learning.The teachers will be planning for spring semester. The thought process is that they will meet the new students November 30th, get to know them a bit, and they will meet as a grade and they will start planning for spring semester for the new students in front of them. For the remote, they have to really regroup and plan for the spring semester.We have a lot of data that they have to look at, you know, from iReady, from Imagine, from their TC and DRA assessments that they've been conducting. We want the spring semester to be extremely rigorous, and we're at the point where we have to plan for the next steps. So that's December 3rd, December 4th. December 3rd, the teachers will attend professional development. December 4th,We will be meeting school-wide to plan for the upcoming semester.
Okay, 然后校长说呢，十二月四号那一天呢，老师他们呢也会进行就是规划的。然后呢，他们那两天呢就会规划他们春天的时候呢，应该是怎么样去严格的就是 教你些那些你教那些小朋友的，然后呢，他们会11月30号呢就会去欢迎那些小朋友进来他们的教室啊，然后之后呢了解他们的情况以后呢，然后就必须要跟他以前的老师坐在一起详谈他们的情况啊，而且呢他们也会规划呢就是看一看他们之前所我们上网购买的那些课程呢，他们有很多那些资料呢，他们必须要去参考，必须要知道小朋友呢的程度在哪里，然后呢在这些呢可以帮助老师呢更好的规划春天的时候呢怎么样可以把你小朋友的程度拉高。
OK, the next topic will be our grading policy. We will be distributing report cards December 3rd. We had really wanted to do November 30th, and we actually told the morning group November 30th. It will be December 3rd. The teachers have requested more time. We have decided to use N for needs improvement and MT for, what is it, Ms. Lipsky?
Meets target.
Meets target. I keep saying meet standards. We feel that this was the best way to go and the most fair way to go, considering if the child cannot get on due to technology issues, if they're unable to set work on time because they're not able to actually show the work, we don't want to penalize them for that. The second marking period, we will meet again and discuss it as a school with you and with the teachers. And if we change it at that point to maybe an N and a 3 and a 4, it'll be a decision that we all make. But right now, December 3rd, the report cards will be N and MT. What you will have are comments that are very targeted and focused. You will know your child's reading level. You will know your child, what the highlights of so far they're learning and next steps for them. So even though it's N and MT, the comments will be very focused and very targeted.
OK, 然后呢校长说呢我们现在要讲有关于成绩政策的，然后呢成绩单呢我们今天成绩单将会12月3日呢会可以给家长可以看那个成绩单的结果，然后今年这一个成绩单呢我们会用 N 跟 MT 呢来给学生的，然后 N 呢是代表呢他需要进步， MT 呢就是他已经达标了，然后呢就是我们觉得呢这个是最好跟最公平的方法，因为呢是很多小朋友呢他们基于第一个学期呢他们有一些问题上网啊，有很多时候呢上网的时候呢就是中天中就是上上上就是中途断掉，或者是完全上不了网，或者是他想提交功课的时候呢完全提交不了，所以我们不想惩罚小朋友因为这一些问题，所以呢我们觉得最公平跟最好的方法就是给 N， 就是需要进步或者是 MT， 就是他已经达标了。然后呢你可以看的就是老师的留言，老师的留言呢是基于所有的东西都是有关于你的小朋友的，然后呢他会告诉你你的小朋友在哪一方面做得很好啊，或者是下一步需要在哪一些方你需要做一些什么东西，或者是他需要在哪一方面进步的。还有呢就是我们第二个学期的时候呢我们呢会重新开会议呢来决定说这个政策我们需不需要改一改，那我们需不需要改就是说变成 N 3跟 4， N 就是需要进步，3就是达标，4就是超过标准哦。 OK， 在那个时候呢我们就会再开会再决定，可是现在这一个学期的成绩单呢将会是 N 跟 MT。
OK, the report cards will be on your mystudent.nyc on the New York City Schools account. We will not be giving out paper copies. It will be on mystudent.nyc. If you have trouble logging on, once again, please reach out to Ms. Nina and Ms. Olga, Ms. Lipsky, and they will help you get on. So please don't worry. If you don't have access, if you forgot your password, we will help you. But the report cards will be online.
OK，今年呢有一点点不一样，就是我们不会发放纸的那个成绩单，所有的成绩单的报告呢都会在你的小朋友的 NYC 学生账号里面，你必须要用你必须要登录 mystudents.nyc，就是我的学生点 NYC，就纽约市呢去详查你小朋友的成绩的，OK。如果你有任何一方面的问题，就是你登录不了啊，或者是你忘记的密码啊，你都可以联系 Miss Nina 或者是我们的副校长 Miss Lipsky 呢，来帮你解决这一些问题的。
Okay, I do have to tell you, please, your child gets art, Spanish, physical education, yoga. Am I correct? Those are it, right, Ms. Lipsky? If your child has not submitted any artwork, they should. They will get a grade on that. It is part of the school curriculum. There's a curriculum that Ms. Lin follows. So please check in with your child to see if he has submitted his artwork, or art
OK，
project. Okay.
校长说呢，我们就是特别的课程，好像音乐啊、美术啊、体育啊，或者西班牙语跟瑜伽呢，对不对？美术的功课呢，每一个小朋友都必须要教，因为这个是教育局提供的课程，而且呢，他们会有拿到分数的。所以，如果你的小朋友呢，到目前为止还没有提交任何的功课的话呢，你必须要跟你的小朋友讲，他必须要马上做这些功课，因为他们呢会拿一个分数的。然后呢，因为呢，Miss Lin 我们的美术老师呢，他是按照教育局的美术的课程呢来进行他的美术学习的，所以呢，你的美术他美术所有美术的功课都必须要提交的。
Okay, I did have a good question from this morning and no one dropped it into the chat, so I'm surprised. One of the mommies asked, will there be third grade state tests? And that really covers third, fourth, and fifth grade. Right now, they say that we are testing. We will have the ELA test for third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, and the science test. Realistically, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know how they're going to manage this. I don't quite think the chancellor, the mayor, the DOE, they know what they're doing. None of us really know what we're doing because all our plans are so data driven by the COVID positivity rate. Please don't worry. That's part of our planning. If your child is in the year where they take state testing, that's why we're planning December 4th. They will be ready.
OK，然后今天早上呢，有一个家长呢，他问了一个很好的问题，就有关于三四五年级考试的问题。然后呢，校长说呢，州他们有说，就是市长啊跟州长他们都有说呢，今年呢会有考试，会进行考试。可是校长说呢，他觉得三四五年级呢，今年呢应该是不会有任何的周考的。OK，原因是我们所有的东西呢，都是因为我们要看看我们的那个就是新型冠状病毒的那个比率有多少来决定的，所以那些比率高，所以他觉得呢，今年是不太可能的。然后呢，他说如果你的小朋友今年是在参与考试的年级的话呢，你们也不需要担心，因为老师呢会在12月4号那一天呢会规划如何把你的小朋友的成绩呢。跟程度呢，把它拉高，让他可以呢，在这个三四五年级的那个任何的周考上面呢，他们都可以有很好的成绩。
Okay, so whether you are remote or if we come back in and it's blended and remote, all programmings will continue. The lower grades, pre-K 1 and 2, pre-K 1 and 2, yeah, that's right. They will continue to have Chen Dance. K 1 and 2 will continue to have chess with Impact Chess. We are working on bringing chess to the upper grades, third, fourth, and fifth grade, but it is budget driven. We pay for that. So once I get the okay, and if we have enough money, we will also offer chess to third, fourth, and fifth grade. We will have violin for third, fourth, and fifth grade. The violins are in. We will be calling you in to pick up the violins. I know you're making a lot of trips in, and I apologize, but that's the only way we can get the supplies to you. It will take a while. We have Mr. Sky and Miss Melanie, and they have been in all day. Each violin has to be tuned manually. Then they have to match it up to a specific child because remember, we had your arm measurements. As they do that and as they complete a class, we will be calling you in to pick up the violins. I do want you to remember that these violins are loaners. Please do your best to take care of them. They belong to Derby Street Music School. We're quite fortunate that we received the grant. So, oh, I should stop. I'm sorry. I will let Huilin translate.
然后校长说呢，不管你是百分之百的远程学习呢，还是在学校回来读书的，所有的特别活动都会继续了 ，except soccer, right, May?
Except soccer, we can't do
yeah.
soccer remotely. They would break all the furniture.
OK. 除了足球以外呢，因为呢不可以在那个家里面踢足球，所以除了足球以外呢，所有的特别活动呢都还是会持续的。我们的 Pre-K 一跟二年级呢，他们还会继续的有晨舞蹈，还有呢就是幼稚园一跟二年级呢，他们会有还是会有西洋棋的。然后现在呢，我们呢现在。校长想给那个高年级的学生呢，也有机会学西洋棋。可是呢，我们必须要预算看看我们的预算可不可以就是给这一些活动呢，给这些小朋友的。然后呢，我们要看看那个预算中呢，我们学校里面还有没有钱去付这个西洋棋社，让他可以给那个高年级的学生。还有呢，就是小提琴已经进来了，然后呢，我们呢。等小提琴弄好了以后呢，我们还是会打电话给家长呢，叫家长进来呢去拿小提琴的 ，OK。然后呢，每一个小提琴呢都需要小提琴老师进来调那个音，然后呢调完音以后呢，我们必须要按照你们之前量的那个尺寸呢，把小提琴发放给你们的小孩子的。所以呢，我们希望你呢可以耐心一点等待。还有呢，这些小提琴呢都是借给你们的。所以我们希望你可以保护好这些小提琴，因为这些小提琴全部都是由三阶的音乐学校呢，他们提供给所有我们学校的学生的。所以呢，请你们就是尽量的把那些小提琴给保护好，不要把它损坏。OK， 还有呢，校长说他很抱歉，他说你们又要进来拿这些东西，可是因为没有办法了，所以因为他知道呢，这些小提琴呢，是你们会花很多时间进来拿，所以真的非常抱歉，你们又要进来一次了。
Okay, keyboards and headphones. Please, if you need headphones, we just got another case of headphones in. Just ask us for it. Let the teacher know. If we don't call you, that's probably hey Huiling. I see one of your boys behind you.
Oh yeah, Evan, come. Is that Evan?Oh no, sorry, Dylan.
Anyhow,
he's peeking. Sorry.
So
he's looking for food.
Okay. So we do have headphones. We find that it really helps the students focus. So if you need them, don't hesitate to ask. We have them. Keyboards we're running low on. But we still have some. So. If you need a keyboard, like don't hesitate, please ask. If you think of something else that would make your child's life easier, and if it's something that's reasonable and we can afford or we can support you, I'm open to suggestions also. I can't do the impossible, like make school open for 5 days. But you know, and if your child's stylus is broken, like don't worry, just let us know. We'll give you a new one. So, all of the above. Now, our plan, let me let you go, Huiling.
OK，校长说有关于键盘跟那个耳机呢，如果你还需要的话呢，请你们呢真的发一个短信呢，给你们小朋友的老师，然后呢，我们就会发放给你们的。然后我们昨天呢又收到一个就是耳机寄来的耳机，所以我们耳机还是有的，可是键盘呢，我们现在已经不多了，我们有的也不多了。然后呢，我们也不可以订购了，因为他们已经卖完了。所以呢，如果你还需要键盘的话，你可以跟我们讲，我们可以发放给你们的。然后校长也有说呢，如果你们想到任何的东西呢，可以帮助你们的小孩子在家里远程学习会比较集中一点啊，或者好一点呢，你可以就是提供任何的意见，然后呢，或者是你需要任何的材料呢，你可以跟我们跟校长就是沟通一下，看看可不可以，我们学校可不可以就是说购买给你们。如果你们的那个iPad 的那个笔坏掉了，不需要担心，你们跟我们讲，我们可以重新给你发一个新的。然后校长说呢，你们的建议呢，他虽然不可以做一些就是好像是说让小朋友可以回来上学5天，但是我们会尽我们的可能呢，去就是让你的小朋友呢可以在家里呢学习集中啊，跟帮助他们可以学习更良好。
If you need supplies, let us know. We will pack up supplies for you. Material things we can support you with.
如果你需要材料的话，让我们知道，我们可以再重新发放给你们的。
Paper, pencil, crayons, like none of that's an issue. If you want to switch books, for your child to read, let us know. We were supposed to start switching books, but obviously we're shut now. We also don't want you to make, we don't want you to force you to come in if you're not comfortable. But if you need reading books for your child, let us know. We will try our best to get it to you, although we're remote.
OK，如果你需要任何的，好像那个颜色笔啊、蜡笔啊、铅笔啊、纸的话呢，你可以跟我们讲，我们可以尽量的给你们。然后呢，如果你想让你的小朋友可以换书，对不对？你也可以跟我们讲，然后我们尽我们最大的可能去就是让你的小朋友可以换书。然后呢，因为现在我们全部都是做远程学习了，所以我们会尽量的帮助你们。
Okay, there goes my other dog. I think that's it for supplies. On to DOE iPads. We have about 50 families waiting for their iPads. Some of these families have been waiting since August. Everybody in New York is very frustrated. We do not know what the DOE is doing. They claim they have 100,000. I think, was that the number, Olga? We're still waiting. My solution was to buy these Wi-Fi enabled iPads because we received a $72,000 grant from bettermortgage.com. My dilemma is once I got the money and I was ready to order it, there was a problem with the Apple contract, Apple products. So we are at a standstill. My solution was I'll buy these iPads. I'll give it to the 50 families as loaners until the DOE sends the iPads in. excuse me. We're stuck because we can't order it. So we're all still waiting. People are quite upset. I don't know what's holding it up. I don't know if it's the chancellor. I don't know if it's the mayor. I don't know if it's red tape. I do know it's there in the DOE. And I promise you, the minute we get it, and we set it up. You have to understand that when we get these iPads, we set it up for you. And each iPad takes over an hour. Am I correct, Huiling?
Yes.
Yeah. We have to download the programs and set it up so
Sometimes
your child,
longer.
yeah, sometimes 2 to 3 hours. So once we do that, we will call you immediately. But we have about 50 families waiting. We're very frustrated also. And I apologize. It's out of our hands. I can't even buy these iPads. Huiling?
OK，然后校长现在要讲的呢，就是有关于教育局的那个 iPad，然后呢，我们现在有大概有50个家庭呢，他们是正在等待这一些 iPad 的。然后呢，有我们想跟你们讲，就是有一些家庭呢，他们是从8月份就开始等的。 然后教育局呢，他们说他们有10万架，可是呢，我们还没有，就是是不是真的，我们就不太清楚了。然后他们是说他们有10万架，然后为什么不送出来，我们也不知道。然后呢，我们本来呢就是想到一个好办法去解决这个问题，然后就是用72000的那个赠款呢来去购买这一些呢是有那个就是上线功能的那些 iPad 呢，来借给你们用，然后等到你们的教育局 iPad 来的时候呢，我们就可以换回来。然后呢，我们现在呢也不可以这个样子做了，为什么呢？是因为那个苹果的那个合约，苹果跟教育局的合约呢，他们就是正在商谈合约的细节，所以呢，现在没有一个学校呢是可以预定或者是购买任何苹果的那个产品的，所以呢，我们现在呢已经不太清楚怎么样做，可是我们希望你可以耐心的等候。我们只要一收到你的教育局的 iPad 呢，我们会把所有的需要的 APP 啊，还有你需要用的那些那些 APP 用
移
全
动。
部都弄好了以后呢，我们就会马上打电话给你。有时候那些教育局的 iPad 呢，他们下载那些 APP 呢是需要1个小时，有时候需要更长的时间。可是呢，我们需要把那个，我们希望可以把那个 iPad 弄好了以后呢，才给你们的。
I think that's it from my end. One more thing, mommies, daddies, grandmas, aunties, uncles, please. If your child's on Zoom and it's a live lesson, they have to have their camera on. Our teachers are very good with figuring out whether the child understands a concept or not when they see the child's face. If they can't see the child's face, there's no way if there's no interaction, not even eye contact, it's hard for them to support the children. So moving forward, tell your children if they're on a live lesson, a Zoom lesson, they should have their camera on.
OK，有关于那个 Zoom 上线上课的时间呢，就是如果他们跟老师呢是有上网视频的话呢，他们必须要把他们的视频打开。OK，为什么呢？是因为老师呢，我们的老师呢，其实都是会阅读那个小朋友的，就是如果他们不理解一些东西呢，只要看他们的脸，看他们的样子呢，他们就会知道他到底懂不懂今天教的课程。但是如果你的视频没有开的话呢，我们老师无从的知道你的小朋友到底懂不懂这一个课程。所以呢，每当他们是跟老师上线学习的时候呢，他们都必须要把他们的视频打开。
I also want you to know that, like, please, if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if it's about the teacher's method of teaching and there's a subject that you want them to review, please feel free to reach out to the teacher. And if you're uncomfortable, reach out to me. I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to stress. I would rather you let me know, and maybe it's something that I can explain to you, or maybe it's something that I could talk to the teacher about. Please understand that we know it's so hard for you as caregivers. We know it's even harder for the children. It's just as hard for the teacher. They do like what I'm doing. We just talk and talk and talk and talk. If I don't see your face, I don't know if you understand or not. And even if I see your face, it's hard to know whether you understand or not because I'm looking at a screen. So sometimes the teachers are not aware that they're doing something that might not be supporting the children. Maybe they're going too fast. Feel free to let us know. Let the teacher know or let me know. We will resolve it. Your thoughts and feedback are very, very important. Like, I want this to work so that your child is learning.
OK，
Huiling?
校长说呢，如果你有任何的意见呢，是有关于老师 就是有意见或者是有任何的问题，有关于老师呢上线的课程呢，你可以呢就是跟老师之间的联系，然后直接跟老师去详谈，或者是如果你觉得呢你觉得不太好意思去跟老师问老师这些问题呢，你可以跟校长跟副校长呢去说这一些你担心什么事情，或者是你有任何的问题都可以问他们的。然后校长说呢。有时候呢，如果你上线学习的时候呢，老师如果所有的那个视频都关掉的话呢，老师就会像校长一样一直讲、一直讲、一直讲、一直讲，然后呢，他不知道自己到底是讲多快，然后或者是小朋友理不理解，因为他们都没有发问，也没有解答，那个视频也是关起来的，然后所以呢。我们可以呢，老校长、副校长说呢，如果呢你有这一方面的担心的话呢，你可以跟他讲，然后他呢会去尽量的去去了解情况，然后呢回来再跟你解释一下为什么这些情况会发生的。OK，所以呢，如果你有任何问题的话呢，他不想你担心，他也不想说你有焦虑，你直接跟他讲，他会直接帮你找答案的。你的反馈是很重要的。
Okay, I'm going to go to the questions now. Magdalena, okay, the class changes will apply for the news. We're going to keep everybody that's currently blended with their current class. Am I right, Ms. Lipsky? Or no?
99%.
99%, okay? So don't worry. If it's a matter of maxing out the heartbeats and we're a little worried, that's when we will reach out, okay? Only if it's a safety concern will we disrupt anything. Jack's mommy, will the Zoom time changes affect? Oh, sorry.
I didn't
Oh,
translate.
yeah, sorry. I am so sorry.
OK，然后这个家长问呢，说教室呢的改变呢，会不会影响到新的就是回来学习的那个混合学习学生？然后呢，那些现在在里面混合的学习学生呢，会不会因此而受到影响？然后呢，校长说呢，是完全不会受到影响的。然后呢，我们新回来的新生呢，我们也会尽量的去去把那一些就是在里面呢，就是有99%呢，他们都就是那个我们学校的教室里面呢，都不会超过那个数量的，所以你不需要在那一方面担心的。
Okay, Jack's mom, will the Zoom time change? We'll try our best not to, but I think we do have to make some adjustments, and I apologize for that. We'll do our best not to, but I don't think it's possible because of the families opting in and we're switching up teachers. But we will do our best not to.
OK，
Miss
然后这
Lady，
个家长说呢
Miss
，Zoe
Chan，Miss Chan。
妈咪，你等个掌心呢，Zoe 妈咪。这个家长说呢，他们呢，如果是100%的远程学习的那些教室呢，会那个上线的时间会不会改变？然后校长说呢，应该也会有所改变的。然后呢，我们他先跟你道歉，因为呢，我们有很多那个新的那个活动呢，是需要小朋友参加的，所以呢，我们尽量不改变，可是还是会有所改变的。
Yeah, I know it's really hard. Everybody has a set schedule. We're doing our best. It's just not that easy to accommodate opt-in because it changes it. Well, physically it changes how we use the school. Time-wise, it changes with how we meet the children because if you remember the chart earlier. As we go through the school year, we're adding more and more minutes to the live teaching.
OK，然后呢，校长说呢，我们已经尽我们最大的可能呢，可是呢，还是应该会有所改变的，因为呢，如果你记得我们之前呢，9月份的那个会议里面呢，我们有给你看说，老师呢上网的视频的时间呢是即那个每一个月呢，他们的那个视频的时间都会增长啊，而且呢，现在的上学时间就是其实不太够时间的，所以我
Okay.
们希望你们的见谅，我们已经尽我们最大的可能了。
Miss Chan，Miss Chan，
Mommy 啊，
Miss，
你等一阵啦。OK，我等我答晒呢啲问题咧，我一定会同你讲。OK，how many students will be in the classroom for in-person learning？ It varies from class to class. What we did was we made sure that if the room says maximum of 10 heartbeats, we only put 8 because we have to leave a cushion for if the nurse needs to go there, if I have to go there. So I can't tell you because I don't have the chart in front of me, but trust me, we are too shy of the maximum heartbeat. I hope you're okay with that.
OK， 然后呢，这个家长问呢，说在远程就是那个混合学习的学生，就是教室里面呢有多少个学生？然后校长说呢，我们可以，我们现在呢那个数量呢，因为他没有那些数据在他的面前，可是我们可以准确的告诉里面呢，告诉你们就是那一些学生呢，我们不会超过那个容量，那个教室里面的容量。如果呢是那个教室里面的容量是十个人的那个教室里面最多最多是八个小朋友，因为呢我们要去准备如果有任何的紧急事情呢、啊、有一个老师站进去的时候呢，我们不会让任何的小朋友或者是其他的老师站出来。
OK, the next one's from Cody's mom, Huiling, I need you to translate that one.
OK, she said for the state test, right, there is a possibility that there is no state test for third, fourth, and fifth grade.
I don't know. They're saying there is
There
is a possibility only because I don't know how they're going to give it. Like, there's no school that's capable of assessing the remote children. Like, I'm going to send you the test. Like, realistically, I don't know what they're expecting. When I say I don't know what they're expecting, it's the people in the higher up making these decisions. I don't foresee that everybody's gonna be vaccinated by then and everybody's back in the building. And even if they are, I can't see how it is possible because they can't even get the learning devices out to the families right now. But there is a possibility and we will prepare the children.
OK, 所以校长说呢是有可能没有，因为呢他觉得呢他在想说怎么样可以让这个考试呢就是让学生可以安全的考试。 OK, 然后呢现在教育局呢他们呢就是说发放连发放这个 iPad 呢他们都没有一个很好的计划来发放这个 iPad, 然后周考这个这么大的事情呢他们觉得呢他觉得呢就是应该不太可能会进行的了。 OK, and then she has a second question, May. She said, when you talk about a different teacher, what do you mean? And then can you explain a different teacher?
So if someone is on remote and they're coming back into the building, they will have a different teacher than when they were on remote. Does that make sense? That's what I mean.
OK.Cody 的妈妈是，如果你是从百分之百的远程学习呢，是回来混合的话呢，那你呢百分之百的远程老师，你的远程老师呢不会是你的混合老师。OK, 所以校长说不一样的老师就是这个意思。
OK,
OK, so Aaron Jan's mom wants to know about middle school.
OK, I know Shengwen had a tour. District 2 was told, all the middle schools were told to hold off on their virtual tours. Once we have that, we will let you know. Everybody is doing virtual tours. Tell them, don't worry, Ms. Rachel is so on top of it, okay?
Aaron 的妈妈今年的初中呢，对不对？是所有的初中都会有那个就是视频，就是网上视频介绍他们的学校的。然后 Miss Rachel 呢已经就是她呢是很积极的发放那些所有中学的资料。 OK, and she has a second question. So she wants to know, right, what would the middle school be looking at for them, like for enrollment?
The middle
school, what would they be looking at?
Yeah, they're trying to figure that out. Honestly, I'm in the middle school meetings.The middle schools are trying to figure that out.
Aaron 的妈妈，初中他们现在呢还是在决定，还没有决定，他们还在决定呢，到底要看怎么来录取小朋友。So Cody's mom has a question about 100% remote learning now. So she's saying that for art, right? Those lessons are all videos.
Mm-hmm.
Video homework assignments.
Yep. Yeah, it's Olga, you can speak to that one.
The videos are lessons. Hi, everyone. But there are assignments between the videos. Miss Lin does tutorials and asks the children to submit work here and there. So they watch the entire video and then there's a task to do. And that's in most of the specialty area Google Classrooms.
OK，Cody 的妈妈那个艺术的课程呢，就是看完那些视频，然后视频里面呢，看完视频以后呢，他们就会有一些作业或者是功课呢，是叫小朋友去做的。然后做了以后呢，他们就必须要提交那一些做好的艺术品。OK， 那我们所有的特别课程呢的那个谷歌教室里面都是这个样子的。Oh, so Tana's mom wants to know if we can provide a more steady iPad case.
I'm so sorry. Can you say that again?
So then she said the original iPad case, right? It does not hold the iPad. So once when you touch it, right, it would actually topple down. So she wants to know if we can provide her with a better iPad case.
Okay.
The DOE iPads.
I think that was in reference to you asking what else could we
provide. All right.
I will say that all those that got keyboards, the case there comes with the stand, but we'll call Tana's mom on Monday. Yeah. And we'll see if we have something that can support the iPad for them.
Yeah, I think we might. So we'll call Monday, okay? Peyton,
okay.
Mommy? Oh, sorry.
Tana 的妈妈我们会有工作人员星期一打电话给你，看看可不可以呢，就是提供你其他的那个 iPad 的那个case.
Okay, Peyton's mommy. Yeah, sure. You know what you could do? You can Peyton's mommy. I know it's going to be a burden on you, but if you bring it to the front of the school and leave it with Mr. T or Ms. Reyes, that would be fine also. And thank you.
Okay, so Peyton 的妈妈说她有很多的书她可以还给学校，然后呢其他的家庭呢或者是家长呢，如果你们需要书的话呢，你们是可以进来他就是如果需要书的话，他们那个有书借给你们，然后他们可以呢就是带回来学校，然后交给那个警卫员。
Aisin's mom?
Okay, Aisin's mom said she missed this meeting. She said, can she listen to it once again?
Oh, yes, sure.
To this meeting?
Yeah, we will post, I think this time we'll post the morning and the evening one, both. Is that too much trouble? Because they kind of, it was a different tone and I might, you know, it was different things that was asked. Okay, we'll post both. We always
okay.
do.
Okay.Aisin 的妈妈，我们会把这个会议的录音呢放上去我们42的网站，或者是在我们学校的 APP 里面呢，会跟所有的家长分享的。
Okay.
Okay. So she wants to know. Yidin's mom wants to know about yoga, Spanish, art, music, right? Will they all count?
Yoga. We won't have grades for yoga, will we, Miss Lipsky?
No.In specialty area, it's art, music, and physical education.
And those are mandatory part of the DOE curriculum. If their child participates, they should be fine.
Okay, and then her second question is, will those specialty classes appear on the report cards?
Yes.
Okay.Yidin 的妈妈你好，我们教育局的课程里面呢是包括美术、音乐跟体育的，然后呢，他们那三个分数呢都会在成绩单上面有的。
Miss Lily，
yeah，
你可唔可以寄嗰个成绩单俾我？因为我个电脑系用教育局嗰个电脑噶。
OK， 我哋星期一打电话俾你啦。OK，
你可唔可以寄嗰个成绩表俾我？
我哋星期一，我叫 Miss Nina 打电话俾你啦。OK，
星期一 ，OK， 好啊。
OK，All right， Olga， please write that down. We have to call Zoe's mom. OK，
please translate for Olga.
Oh， she wants
okay.
the report
card. So she wants a hard copy of the report card.
OK， we'll give you a call on Monday.
OK， I don't, I think that's it. Thank you for joining us. I know it's a Friday and you're also patient. Please, I always say this, if you have any issues, email me, school connects me, call the school. Give us some time. If there's a concern, we will do our best to resolve it. If you need supplies, let us know. We will do whatever we can. We ship. How's that? So I want everybody to be safe. Listen to what everybody's saying. Stay home. Celebrate Thanksgiving just with your immediate family. And hopefully we can come back into the building very, very soon.
OK, 校长说呢，谢谢你们今天抽空参加这个会议。他知道今天是星期五的晚上，所以他非常感谢你们可以参加这个会议。还有如果你有任何的疑问啊或者是问题的话呢，请通过我们学校的 APP 可以发短信啊，或者是写电邮啊，或者是打电话给我们呢，我们都会尽量解答你的问题。还有呢，就是他希望所有的家长呢一切都安好，然后呢祝你们的感恩节快乐，然后他希望呢你们可以只是跟你们自己的家人就是一起庆祝这个感恩节，希望我们可以尽快的回来上学。
If we have no further questions, please be safe this weekend. If there's any changes, we will have another town hall.
Okay. 如果你没有问题的话呢，这个会议结束了。如果有任何转变呢，我们会尽量的再开一个会议，通知所有的家长。
Miss Chan 啊。
Yes.
我想问下你，火鸡节26号同埋27号都系唔使翻学嘅，系咪
？No school on the 26th and the 27th. No, 唔使翻学。
哦，唔该你吓。
Okay, so everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope to see you all soon in the building. Bye.
Okay, 校长说，
感恩节快乐，拜拜，
可以尽快跟你们相见，拜拜，
拜拜，拜拜。